Hi, and welcome again to the Yes and I Am podcast, the podcast where we learn about people. I'm Aaron Max, and today's guest I am super excited about. I'm a huge fan of this artist. She's a complete package, triple threat. She acts, she sings, she dances, she's been taking on the world for the past decade or so. I'm talking about singer and actress Miley Cyrus. How's it going, Miley?
Hi, it's going great.
Wow, I just thought you'd be so busy right now. I know you have a new album coming out pretty soon that you've been kind of hinting at the first single for.
Yeah, I'm releasing my new album soon. And I'm real excited. In between my ecstasy binges, I've been working my ass off.
You've been kind of in trouble a little bit for your drug use. Are you kind of fully embracing that role now?
Yeah, I'd say there was a turning point for me last week where I decided just fuck it all.
Just fuck it all. Wow. Those are strong words.
Thank you.
Do you fear what your audience is going to think of that?
Not really.
Now, who do you see as your audience? I know, like, you used to be Hannah Montana. It was very much a Disney audience. Then your music matured and became a little more risque. But you're no longer going to surprise people with that. So what are you trying to achieve with your current album?
I'd say that I am really working on showing the other side of me, the darker side of me.
What do you mean by darker? I'm sorry, that's a little surprising because you seem to be quite the high energy type person.
Right, so I felt like I was putting so much of myself out there that I wasn't really being able to be myself and be accepted for who I am, so I threw it all out the window and decided that I'm just gonna go for it all the way in the darker side of me.
Now, when you say darker, do you mean less friendly or like sad or
Sad.
Sad.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. this podcast, I don't know how much sad we can take, but if you want to share like a little bit of stories that may have influenced your current music, I'm sure our audience would love to hear it.
Well, I have this giant smiley face pillow, and the other day I woke up and it was upside down, like a sad face, and I decided right then and there that I was going to take my music in another direction.
So the dark side of your music was very much influenced by witnessing the upside down smiley face, which I know you say it looks like a frowny face, but actually, like, the eyes would then also be upside down, right?
I saw them as like two piercings.
Two piercings.
Oh, yeah.
So like a frowny face with no eyes and two lip piercings?
Right.
Okay.
You got it. And I mean, I'm trying to stray away from the idea of this smiley Miley, this predictable person, but I don't know. It's just everyone's putting me in boxes. I'm just trying to break free of the box.
Now, what boxes are you referring to? Because it always seemed that in your career, you've been trying to, like, run away from that Disney Channel character that you used to play.
Right.
Do you feel like there's a new chapter in the life of Miley Cyrus?
Yes, definitely. I feel like there was a time where I was trying to fit in the box. I was trying to be what my daddy wanted me to be. But then, I don't know, it's just after that revelation the other day, I realized I can't do this anymore, and I had to have a breakaway moment and create something dark.
Your song Wrecking Ball, released in 2013, was a very darker side of your music. Is this going to be even darker than that?
Oh yeah, that was nothing compared to this.
Now, what challenges do you feel like you faced that you're going to be bringing up in this situation?
Well, I mean, there's the whole idea that I have to live in a meat-eating society. That I'd say that's pretty challenging.
Okay, so more of like vegan ideals and such?
Well, the vegan ideals is something that I hold near and dear, but I have to say that living in a society where I am plagued by watching people eat meat in restaurants every day is definitely something that I have to face, and that is probably one of the hardest things of my life.
Now, are you afraid that you might pigeonhole yourself into, like, a very niche audience by subjecting yourself to only, like, talking about vegan ideals and non-meat eating and vegetarianism? Do you feel like your audience is ready to accept that?
I'm Miley Cyrus. I feel like my audience is everyone, so they're going to have to accept it.
Now, what do you say to the people that are like, well, you preach not eating meat, but you also preach doing drugs, and would argue that your drug use is also as unhealthy, if not more unhealthy?
Well, I'd say it's not about what I put in my body. It's about not murdering another animal in order to get what I need. And I'd say that drugs are a spiritual pathway to enlightenment.
Wow, you were not kidding when you said this was going to get dark. Let's move on a little bit. Let's talk about your past a little bit. You were first known for starring in the Disney Channel show Hannah Montana.
Right.
And you've acted in a few things since then, but that was really kind of your landmark, and then you started releasing albums. Do you feel like you might have a return to acting?
Oh, definitely. I'm thinking about producing my own stage play for Broadway.
Your own stage play?
Right.
What would it be about? Are you at liberty to say for us?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to do it myself, so I guess I could say whatever I want. It's going to be called Smiling Miley, No More, A Dark Turn Into the Future of Miley Cyrus.
A Dark Turn Into the Future of Miley Cyrus.
Right.
Do you predict that your future itself is going to be much darker than the rest of your life?
Oh, definitely.
So you want it intentionally to be dark?
Yes, because I want people to see where I'm at as an artist and as a person and how dark this world is. I feel like, you know, the problems that I face are huge, right? For me and for everyone. And I just want people to really see me for who I am.
And who are you?
I am an artist who always has a gumball in my mouth. And I'm a deep person, a believer in spirituality, a vegan, a queer person, an actor, an activist, and a dog mom.
A dog mom.
Yeah.
Now, how do you feel about that label as dog mother? Would you never want real children of your own? That, like, you're sufficient with having a canine companion?
I would say that my canine companion is a real child of my own. Thank you very much.
You do realize you did not actually give birth to
the... How can you say that I did not give birth to it? Were you there?
I mean, I physically wasn't there, but I mean, just basic science would... Never mind. So, dog mom.
Right.
Activist. So this is all going to be incorporated into your... Is it a one-person show, or are you going to have a full cast?
No, it's going to be a one-person show, and then I might have a little warm-up by Beyoncé.
A warm-up by Beyoncé? Like the actual Beyoncé?
Yeah, the actual Beyoncé.
She would agree to this.
I'm sure that she would. I'm Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, but she's the queen bee. I mean, she's one hot ticket to land.
Right, and she knows what it means to have a dark experience in life with her own personal experiences, and I'm sure that she would love this opportunity to be on a Broadway stage with Miley Cyrus, expressing herself while I express myself.
Now, let's talk numbers here. Let's talk profitability. I mean, you're gonna draw huge crowds, but Beyoncé, like, fills stadiums. Where could you host enough seats to put on this kind of show?
Well, I was thinking that we could do just a whole renovation of the Broadway street.
So the whole, like,
bulldoze it all, flatten it out, then we're gonna build another stadium seating Broadway theater, and in the theater, it's going to seat probably around 1 million people.
Wait, there's never been a theater that large before.
There has never been a performance by Miley Cyrus and Beyoncé.
No, certainly, but that is a massive undertaking. I mean, we're talking about, like, billions of dollars that would need to be put in that. And, I mean, just in real estate alone, like, I can't imagine what something like that would cost. How would you finance a project like this?
Well, I was thinking that maybe I could cast a spell to get some money.
Cast a spell?
Yeah, I've been getting a lot into witchcraft.
Witchcraft? Yeah. Wow. Do you practice the dark arts?
I'm practicing it right now.
Whoa.
Not like in this moment, but just in life in general.
Okay. Woo. You had me scared for a second. I'm like, is she casting something on me right now? What's going on? Is this even real life anymore?
That's my question exactly. That is going to be the main theme of the show that I'm going to put on. Is this real life anymore?
Is that the title?
That's the tagline.
The tagline. What's the title of the show?
I already told you.
I'm sorry. I forgot. Oh, yes. It was...
Smiley Miley.
Yeah, of course.
The Dark Art of Miley Cyrus. Oh, it's a working title.
Working title. Yeah. Now, are you writing all the pieces for this show, or is it all just spoken word?
It's mostly going to be improvised.
Okay. Wait. Improvised?
Improvised spoken word poetry.
Okay. So no songs?
Well, I think maybe I'll sing a little bit, but I don't really know how to play an instrument, so I'm going to have to do it all just kind of a cappella.
Wait, you don't know how to play? I thought you played guitar.
I mean, I kind of play guitar, but it's not going to be as, as eloquent as whatever I want to do.
Now, how does your friends and family feel about this massive undertaking? Like, you have to have a bunch of people on board to get a project like this done.
Right. So my friends and family, we had a talk, and we talked all about balance and how the first half of my life, I was super happy. I was super up, I was super profitable. And the second half of my life, I'm going to be super dark and witchy and edgy. And they loved the idea. They were all on board. They said that 100% they would pay anything that I wanted. They would help me every step of the way through the process. And since nobody's ever told me no, I believe them. So
you're talking about clearing down all of Broadway in Midtown Manhattan. That's
dream big, baby. Yeah. I'm Miley Cyrus.
I am well aware. So you said you'd be using magic to do this?
Well, magic and bulldozers.
Magic lots of
money from my dad, Billy Ray.
I mean, your father seems to not have as much money as you have. His career kind of was a one-hit wonder kind of situation where you've had many hits.
Right. Thank you for acknowledging that.
I mean,
But his money will help.
Also, you didn't make much money off your last album, considering the fact that you released it on SoundCloud for free, the Miley and Her Dead Pets. Where is this? I'm still trying to wrap my head around where the funds for this project are coming from.
Well, actually, now that you bring it up, I guess I could mention now that I am starting to GoFundMe for this. As inspired by Zach Braff, I decided that, this is a huge undertaking and I can't do it on my own, so I'm just going to put it out there and let the fans take over.
Now, I know GoFundMe, Kickstarter, Indiegogo, they all have perks attached to different, like, levels of funding. Can you give our listeners a little bit of a taste of what the perks could be if they help you out with this?
Right. So just for $100,000, I will call you and leave a voicemail singing your name.
Just their name?
Just their name.
Okay.
Well, I'll give you one example, but pick a name that not a lot of people have, so that way they don't get the perks without giving me the money.
Abraham.
All right. I'd say Abraham.
That was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
But that was for the $100 level?
$100,000 level.
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot of money for kind of one Like, and so is it only their first name, or would you do last name as well?
Well, the last name comes with the full package. That's the $1 million one. It's first name, last name, and you get a coffee mug that I drank out of.
These seem to be, like, very cheap things for a large amount of money. $1 million, some people don't reach that in their lifetime with all their money they've made combined. And you'd just be giving them a coffee mug and seeing their first and last name?
If they have $1 million, what else do they need? $1 million just to give to Miley Cyrus. Do you think that they really want something of monetary value at that point?
You're not wrong, but I also feel like the population that would have $1 million just to throw at a project like this is very small, especially when they're not expecting, like, any money in return.
Well, actually, I have many connections to Wall Street bankers.
Really? You have connections to Wall Street?
Yeah.
What kind of connections?
I'm not supposed to talk about it much, but I have some deep ties to Wall Street. That's part of what's inspiring this whole thing.
So your ties to Wall Street are helping finance this project? Or do they just are like, we need to get Miley here in New York?
It's helping finance the project.
Interesting. So, spoken word, improvised show on Broadway. How long will this show be?
I don't really know. I'm going to really leave it up to the audience, how they're feeling, how I'm getting the energy. I'm going to probably...
I mean, that's a lot of people. I mean, million seats. That's all, like, just the, filling that stadium would be a large audience to, like, get a feel from.
Right. And think about the lines for the bathrooms. Those are going to be awful.
I can't imagine how many bathrooms you would have to, like, satisfy that many people.
Exactly. So that brings me to my point of why I'm probably going to keep the show pretty short.
Okay.
Just but in case people get hungry.
You're talking about, like, making a theater that's going to take up the majority of Times Square.
Right.
How many shows a week would you have to put on to, like, make this financially make sense?
You know, probably about eight.
Eight shows?
A week.
A week?
Right.
I feel like most Broadway shows have more performances than eight a week.
Well, I'm Miley Cyrus, so this is just the number that I picked.
And how long would you be doing this show? Because you're talking about clearing out one of New York's landmarks to put on a show that's going to be just you and Beyonce just doing the beginning part.
Right. Well, basically as long as we can hold out with Beyonce before she has another kid or something, because that's, like, basically our only factor in how long it's going to run.
It's all based on how long Beyonce can do this, and you think you can get her committed to it to a long enough time to make it make sense?
Yeah, we've been meeting with her, talking about fertility, about babies, about family planning, and that's basically the only factor that we have to take into consideration in this situation.
Now, would you consider doing it in another city where, like...
No.
No? No. It has to be New York.
Yes. Or Nashville, but probably not.
I mean, Nashville, it would be a lot cheaper to build something of that size, and especially... You're picking the most expensive real estate in New York City.
Thank you.
I mean, you are dreaming big. Is that your motto right now? Other than, like, entering your dark phase of your life, you want to dream as big as you can?
Dream big, go dark.
Dream big, go dark.
That's my newest wrist tattoo that I got, you see?
Oh, look at that. When did you get that?
I got it this morning. My dog gave me a stick and poke.
Wait, your dog performed the tattoo for you?
Yes.
That doesn't seem incredibly sanitary.
It was fine. She licked it with her tongue.
Yeah, it seems like you might want to go to a doctor about that. It could very much get infected.
I'm dark. I'm Miley Cyrus.
So infections don't
apply here.
Okay. If you don't mind, I'd like to go into a speed round of questions.
All right.
First thing, have you ever played the game Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Yes.
All right, cool. I'm going to list three names. You tell me which category that you'd put each of them into. First name is Taylor Swift.
Fuck.
Okay. Second name, Katy Perry.
Mary.
And last name, Lady Gaga. I guess you're killing her, right?
I gotta kill her.
Oh, wow.
She's my only competition anyway, so she's
okay. That was... You weren't kidding about speed. All right, now I'd like to go into a little bit of word association. Basically, I'll say a word, you tell me the first thing that comes to mind. First word, climb.
Mountain.
TV.
Tears.
Movies.
Death.
Travel.
Black hearts.
Pressure.
Black nails.
Drugs.
Black nail polish all over my broken heart.
Fame.
Death.
Hollywood.
Destruction.
Music.
The current political climate.
All right. Well, that's about all we have time for today, Miley. Is there anything you would like to say to our listeners before you head out?
I'd just like to say if you want to contribute to my GoFundMe, it's www.gofundme.com/smileymileyno more. If you want to make a small contribution, that's great. You're not going to get anything for it, but if you make a big contribution, I might give you a little something-something.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening, and we will see you all next time. Thank you again for listening to the Yes and I Am podcast. This podcast has been completely improvised, so instead of having the actual Miley Cyrus here, it has been my friend Bloom Davis.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
I'm doing quite all right. So Bloom, what do you got to tell our fans? You got any projects coming up?
I'm in a show on Monday, August 21st at 10:30 at the Magnet Theater, 254 West 29th Street.
Awesome. So you're mainly focused on improv right now? You're an actor or?
Yeah, character and improv work and sketch comedy.
Do you have a sketch comedy group that you work with?
Not right now. I'm about to audition.
Really?
For Mod Night.
That is exciting.
Yeah. I'm in search of one.
Very well, if any of our listeners out there have a sketch comedy group that's looking for a great performer, look no further than Bloom Davis. Anything else? I think you mentioned you're doing a film that's coming out soon.
The film that the short film that I did in Austin just premiered at the Marfa Film Festival, and it's called The Woo, and you can find that on Vimeo.
All right, I dig it. All right, well, thank you again for coming out today. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, and thank you everyone for listening. Our theme music is done by the artist Regulus. It's his song Yarning. You can go find him on SoundCloud. Thank you again for listening, and we will see you guys next time. Thank you.